From the center of the universe, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, this is the SDM Show with your host, Rob Cairns. The SDM Show focuses on business, life, productivity, digital marketing, WordPress, and more. Sit back, relax, grab your favorite drink, and enjoy the show. Here is Rob.
Hey, everybody. Rob Cairns here. I'm the founder, CEO, and chief creator of Amazing Ideas at Stunning Digital Marketing. In this edition of the SDM Show, I have my good friend Marcus Burnett of the field marketing team at GoDaddy joining me. And Marcus and I are going to talk all things WooCommerce, and we're also going to let you in on some of GoDaddy's latest offerings. Grab a drink, sit back, relax, and I hope you enjoyed this conversation as much as I did having it with Marcus. This episode of the SDM Show is sponsored by Stunning Digital Marketing, the agency to handle all your WordPress website security needs. Go on over to stunningdigitalmarketing.com and find out how we can help you secure your website so you no longer have an issue with backups, being hacked, or your website being compromised. That's stunningdigitalmarketing.com. Hey, everybody. Rob Cairns here. Today, I'm here with my good friend from GoDaddy Pro, Marcus Burnett. How are you today, Marcus?
I am doing great, recovering from WordCamp US a little bit, but feeling good.
Yeah, it's conferences, as we were saying before we went to record, have a tendency to take the world out of you, and it's just you need 4 days at the conference and a weekend home after, I think, sometimes, you know? So today I thought we'd jump in a little bit about Woo, since that's your area of expertise. But before we do, I was going to ask you, how did you get into WordPress and what's your WordPress origin story?
Yeah, interesting. So I went to school for graphic design. That is sort of my core passion, always has been. I love design. I love looking at great design, doing design. And so that's where I started. And, you know, I started doing some design stuff in high school and college. And I didn't really have a way to share that design with anyone. And so I started taking a peek at this this thing called the web. At that time, there weren't a ton of ways to, you know, sign up for something like a Facebook or whatever and share your content easily. You kind of had to build your own sites at that time. And so started trying to figure out what that looked like, opened up Notepad, wrote a few lines of code, tried to figure out how to put something on the web so that I could share the design that I was doing, and quickly fell in love with just the web in general. Being able to create content, publish it, and make it widely available for folks to see was pretty exciting. And so continued on down that path, decided to sort of focus the design work on more web design type stuff and building websites. I ended up working for an agency here in Orlando, where I'm from, a small agency focused on just local small and medium-sized businesses. And we just built things, coded them by hand, like I had been doing. And at some point, everyone was raving about CMSs. And we're like, well, what is this? Content management system. We should probably look into this. This looks like we can build sites that we can more easily manage and our clients can more easily manage. And so we took a look at a few different platforms and ultimately settled on Drupal at the time, actually. So I built Drupal sites for, I don't know, 6-7 years, something like that. And at some point, Drupal was going in a direction that we didn't want to go in. They decided to go enterprise and kind of changed a lot of things up. And that wasn't our client target market. So we decided to take a look at what else might be out there. And so looked at the content management systems again and had settled on WordPress. So when we originally were looking at content management systems and decided on Drupal, WordPress was still that quote unquote blogging platform that didn't do everything else that you needed it to do. So this time around, we had custom post types and custom fields and all of that at our disposal. And so we decided to switch from Drupal to WordPress and, That was, I don't know, 2016 or so. So I've been building WordPress websites since about 2016.
Yeah, so that's an interesting story. A lot of people come to WordPress from either Drupal or Joomla or some other open source CMS. And I mean, you're a prime example of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess just to kind of finish up how I got where I am now, you know, I worked at the agency for 10 years. That's through regular sites, Drupal and WordPress. And then at the beginning of 2020, right before COVID, I was hired by SkyVerge. For folks that don't know, SkyVerge was a company building WooCommerce extensions, and I was hired to the support team there. And then at the end of that year, SkyVerge was acquired by GoDaddy. And so we're all part of the GoDaddy team. And at some point there was an opening on the GoDaddy Pro side for field marketing with some folks that people might know, Adam Warner and Sandy Edwards, Courtney Robertson. So I transferred over to that team, and I've been there ever since.
And marketing is a whole new ballgame than from doing support. And I can say that wholeheartedly, because I was sharing with you before we went to record, I worked in IT for one of Toronto's biggest hospitals for 22 years before I opened an agency. And one of my functions there was I was the on-call support lead for many, many years. So, you know, support's a whole new ballgame. And sometimes I miss that world. And honestly, sometimes I don't. But running my own agency, I'm always doing support. So, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag, if you know what I mean. So,
It kind of made sense given my tenure at the agency, the marketing agency that I was working at before. So it wasn't too big of a leap from support to marketing. Mm-hmm. It was probably a bigger leap from marketing to support, to be honest. When I got hired at SkyVerge, but the small agency that I was at, you know, I designed websites, I developed websites, I did social campaigns, I did email marketing, I did support there too, and strategy and all of that stuff, and so all of that experience from the agency really lended itself to hopping back into the marketing world.
Yeah, I would agree. So let's jump into WooCommerce. Woo is is the e-commerce platform for WordPress. There's a couple smaller competitors out there. There's not really one that's made a dent in the space in years.
Yeah.
I would say, and I could be wrong, Woo's number one competitor is probably Shopify, which is a standalone product. If somebody's looking at doing e-commerce, why Woo?
Yeah, I agree with you that I think Shopify is probably the biggest competitor, but they're very different systems. Mm-hmm. So WooCommerce, right? Well, let me step back. So Shopify, I would say, is great. Until it's not. You're going to run into limitations with Shopify, be it in design. You know, Shopify is a SaaS platform, so you're kind of allowed to do what they allow you to do. And I think that's where WooCommerce really shines. Like WordPress, there are tons of plugins and extensions, but it's almost infinitely extendable with a developer that knows how to write a little bit of code. And so I think WooCommerce ends up winning out just in its extensibility, the community, the plugin library, and all of those options. So I would say, you know, if you're looking to do kind of membership stuff or anything that's even remotely a little bit complex, then WooCommerce is going to get you there, where something like a SaaS, you know, any other SaaS platform or whatever may be a little bit difficult to accomplish those things.
Yeah, and I would also add, like from my experience, to get there even close on a SaaS platform actually costs you more on a monthly basis than it does to do it with Woo. Like, and I kind of look at it and say, okay, the SaaS platforms all come in at a base price, and then they have extended tiers. And to do what you really want to do, you got to go to one of those extended tiers. So, you know, the way I look at it is, why don't you just account for it and just be done with it, if you know what I mean, from that perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a little bit deceiving sometimes because WooCommerce itself is free and open source. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to really do some things with it, you are most likely going to need to purchase a couple of third-party extensions. There are free versions of a lot of the things, but the tried and true tested plugins are often paid for plugins. But ultimately, you're still going to end up paying less and having a more extensible system through WooCommerce than a closed SaaS platform.
Yep. I'm actually building a site out right now. I will say it's on GoDaddy Pro WooCommerce managed hosting. So that, and the reason for doing that, frankly, is with the managed hosting, you get plugins included. So when you start looking at, I need this. And then I have to worry about if all those pieces will not conflict with each other. That's another thing. Mm-hmm. So you might as well just go to a managed hosting like the one that GoDaddy Pro offers and say, here, I'm done. And economically, when you math it out for the client, it's actually not that bad when you kind of look at it that way.
Yeah, for sure. And there are several benefits. Like you said, you start to need a few things and it can add up. So if they're not bundled in, you have to think about those costs. But also, you know, you don't always know what plugins are going to be the best, or like you said, make sure they don't conflict with each other. And so when you look at plans that have plugins bundled together, the research has kind of been done for you a little bit too. The plugins are already there. They're already available. You know, they're going to work with each other. And you don't have to go doing hours of research to figure out which piece it is that you're actually going to need.
Yeah. And we've all been down that hours of research rabbit hole, haven't we, Marcus? You know?
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Many a night banging my head against the keyboard trying to figure out what I'm going to do to make this last 2% work. It's an interesting problem. You know, yep. It's funny, as we were doing this, one of the questions I threw out on Twitter the other day was a question, and somebody, Jan, asked a question about A/B testing. And I know you answered him quickly with the link just to get it to him, and that was much appreciated. But I think one of the problems with Woo stores, and I see it time and time again, is clients don't want to pay their devs to do, or their designers to do A/B testing. And I think they should. Do you want to touch on testing a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, when, let's say commerce specifically, right? A/B yeah. testing is so valuable because it gives you information on how to increase sales. I mean, that's really the only reason you have an e-commerce store, is because you're trying to sell something. And so anything, in my opinion, that you can do to kind of solidify, you know, what's going to boost sales, is it some kind of outbound marketing? What, you know, what can we do? Can we be more obvious when somebody comes to a website about the, you know, kind of the flow that we want people to go through? And then A/B testing falls in there too, right? You can test all sorts of things based on, you know, time of day, or, you know, 50% of folks go this direction, 50% that direction, or, you know, some pay this price, some pay that price, to kind of see. I think I saw someone was showing, I think it was actually at WordCamp US, where we're talking a little bit about whether a product that is $90 and then you have to pay for shipping, or $100 and the shipping is free. Even if the $90 and shipping cost came out to less than $90, most of the time people still chose the $90 and free shipping option. Yep. And so you end up making more money that way. And I think that you don't actually find that information out without A/B testing and figuring out what's going to work. And I think free shipping versus not free shipping is a fantastic A/B test, but also figuring out which price point customers are willing to pay for something is a great way to A/B test, or, you know, A, B, C, D test, right? You can do more than a couple, but, you know, is someone willing to pay $15 for this product, $25, $35? Let's set up some tests to see what sells the best, and then you can kind of run with that. So I think that's just hugely beneficial to sales. And that's ultimately what anybody even has an e-commerce store for in the first place.
Yeah, it's funny when you mentioned shipping, because there's been all kinds of studies over the years, and our biggest one is Amazon, right? I mean, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know about you, but I'm a Prime member. I have been for yep. years, and my mom always says to me, "Why do you go to Amazon?" I say, two reasons. 1 to 2 days, and I'm not paying for anything to have it shipped to my door beyond my membership. I'm done. And it's that simple. And it's like, people don't like to pay for shipping. We see this time and time again. It doesn't matter if it's groceries, if it's sporting goods, if it's books. They just, seeing a $10 shipping amount next to my bill is like absurd for me. I just won't do it. So, you know.
Yeah, you start to weigh mentally, you know, should I just go run and pick this up from the store myself if it's going to cost me to ship?
Yep, yep.
But
and then it's how much is it going to, what else can I buy to get me over the cost
yeah.
that I don't have to pay the shipping cost, right?
You know? Yep. And Amazon's a tough competitor, of course, but you can kind of pick from that a little bit if you're a smaller retailer, right? See what yep. they're doing, see what works well, and yep. like I said with the example, even if it was a product that was $80 with $5 shipping and the alternative was $90 with free shipping, well, people are going to pick the $90 with free shipping more often than not, and you actually end up making $5 more on that transaction.
Yep. I actually have – I was sharing with you, and we were talking a little bit about this client I'm building out on GoDaddy Pro's Manage Woo hosting. And one of the things I sat down with him and said, if it were me, and he only ships in Canada, I would determine your average shipping rate and just charge it blanketly across the country and build it into your price. And he said, why? And I said, because, you know, the minute people see that shipping charge, and he's selling high-end jewelry, so this isn't like low-end stuff. I said, mm-hmm. the minute people see a shipping charge, even though the items are $1,000 and $2,000, they're going to shy away over $20, and you don't want to lose a sale on that. So just build it in and be done with it. It's, people don't like surcharges. It's that.
No, it's all about the optics, but it's so important.
Yep, it's so true. So we talked about that. The other thing I think that's really important with Woo sites is security. And I have to go there because you might have seen a Twitter post I posted about 3 weeks ago. I had somebody reached out to me and asked for a site audit, and I gave him one. And he mm-hmm. was running a Woo site, and he had no security in place. So by no security, I mean he had plugins that were 6 months out of date. He had no backup plugin with inside. He wasn't running backups on the host side. He had over 2,000 names in his Woo database, and he wasn't doing anything to protect these. What's wrong with this?
Sounds like a recipe for disaster is what it sounds like.
Yeah, it was. And I wrote him this site audit report and said, by the way, if you want me to do anything else, I care about integrity. And you know where I sit in the security space, right? I manage over 300 sites right now, which I do security updates for on a biweekly basis. And I'm kind of in tune with what's going on. And I said, I'm not prepared to do anything else for you till you clean out your house. Because if the house is bad, then the foundation's not built, then it's not worth getting into. What would you be doing on a WooCommerce site for security?
Yeah. So, I mean, all sites should have some level of security, of course, but it's not – It's so much more important for a WooCommerce site than anywhere else. Just trying to think through your scenario there. Probably the best outcome there is a corrupt database, because of all that personal information in there, it'd be better off if nobody could get to it.
Yep.
So I'll try and think back through the list. First thing to do, you know, would be update those plugins, of course. Make sure that those are good. Having some sort of backup in place to make sure that your database isn't going anywhere. I've seen it happen. I've seen WooCommerce stores go down, and, you know, there's not a whole lot in the way of backup. it's going to take a while. It's going to take a long while to rebuild that store. And that's lost sales. I mean, every minute, hour, day that site is down is sales not fulfilled, not, you know, no purchases made, sales not fulfilled. So we can go there, right? There's going to be orders that have been placed probably that won't be fulfilled, and that's going to be a headache as well. So definitely have a backup in place. So if something does happen to the site, that can easily restore that. As far as the customer information in the site, there's, you know, that's going to be there to some degree with WooCommerce stores, because you want to be able to allow folks to log in and receive, you know, retrieve their order information, check the statuses and that mm-hmm. sort of thing. But that means the database just needs to be secure. It needs to, you know, of course, SSL certificate needs to be there to make sure that things are encrypted. Yeah, there's just a lot of protection that needs to happen there. Make sure that malware scans are happening. Yep. And like you said, time and time again, right? The backups are important, but making sure that you can restore from those backups is equally important. Get a staging site set up. Make sure that you can restore from those backups on a regular interval, so that you know if something happens to your site that you're going to be okay.
Yeah, and the other thing I would almost do is, for the admin accounts, I would make sure I turn 2FA on somewhere and lock them down, so at least you don't get an administrator rogue logging in and use a complex password. Like, we're seeing more and more that simple passwords are giving people access to sites, right? Because these scripts don't care. These script kiddies are indifferent. They just move on. Next site, next site, next site. They're not targeted. It's all scripting, right? So I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, you know, it brings up a good point in general. The fewer logins that you can have in your site, the better. Now, if you're running a site that's online learning and people need to log in to be able to track their courses and all of that stuff, then there's no way around that. But if you're running a relatively simple store and you can get away with having a page set up where someone can put in their confirmation number and retrieve order information, then that's going to be better than having a bunch of user logins if you don't need to.
Yep. And use user roles properly too. Don't give everybody admin access. They don't.
No, that's, please don't do that.
I have seen that. I've had that happen with clients where a client has insisted that they have admin rights, and then they'll go and give the admin right access account to an intern who doesn't have admin access. And I'm going to tell you, it doesn't go well for the client or me at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And they've done that recently too. So it's, you know, it's worth. And then the other thing, and I think it's one thing you guys do at GoDaddy Pro, and you're one of many, is be a partner with your Woo store, with your host. And I really mean that. I don't treat hosting as I hired GoDaddy Pro as a host, for example, because you work for GoDaddy. I treat mm-hmm. this as a partnership. And that makes a difference on the thought process and what you get out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can't speak for all hosts, but I know for ourselves, you know, I, of course, came from the SkyBridge support team. And so that's how we kind of how we treat that relationship too. When you're writing into us, ultimately we want to make sure that we have all the documentation and all the resources that you could possibly have to do as much of troubleshooting or, you know, development as you can. But at the end of the day, you know, you're still going to probably need support at some point, and that's what we're here for. We want to provide the best support possible, and it is that partnership. We want you to do well, of course. The best thing for GoDaddy Pro, GoDaddy business-wise, is for you to be very happy with your product and continue to build upon that and, you know, have lots of sales and if you're running an e-commerce store. So your success is our success.
No, I agree with that. That's a philosophy that I have endured for many, many years. So we've talked about some Woo generalities. GoDaddy made some interesting announcements at WordCamp US. What were they?
Yeah, so I don't think that it's coming as much of a shock to most people. I think it was probably in the press release to some degree when Pagely was acquired, that Pagely was acquired to work on a WooCommerce type SaaS platform. And so we are at a point where we're beta testing. We're inviting folks to come give it a try now. So it's called Managed WooCommerce Stores. And it's fully managed WordPress and WooCommerce on built mostly by the SkyVerge folks and hosted on Pagely's cloud hosting infrastructure. So, you know, high availability, high performance, and then you're going to get the, you know, the software quality that comes with, you know, SkyVerge's development team, SkyVerge's plugins and all of that.
Yep. And the caveat is to beta test it, you have to be in the U.S., which is unfortunate.
Yeah, that is correct. At the moment, it is U.S. only. And a lot of that has to do with kind of some of the things that are built into it, right? So one of the major selling features besides, you know, the Pagely infrastructure that it's being hosted on is our omni-channel marketplace functionality with inventory management. And so because of the connections there, being able to, for those that aren't aware of what that looks like, it's basically allowing your WooCommerce store to be sort of the source of truth for your products and then be able to connect that store to places like Etsy, eBay, Amazon, and others to sell in those places as well and keep inventory synced and pricing synced and all of that stuff between your store and those, and also in-person sales as well. And so a lot of that is currently US only. And so because of that, we've had to sort of narrow our scope at the moment to US folks.
No, I understand that. Who would be a good fit for this new product? Probably anybody who's doing multi-channel selling, right? I would think, which is not uncommon out there. Many people will sell on multiple marketplaces.
Yeah, 100%. I think to what you want to look at, right? So this is a whole different system, whole different infrastructure underneath it. This is primarily targeted towards folks who would be considered maybe power sellers, doing somewhere in the range of 100,000 to a million a year. This is a bit pricier than the managed WordPress hosting that GoDaddy currently offers already. And so it is meant to be sort of a higher tier hosting option. And high traffic, high volume is probably going to be the greatest determiner of whether or not this fits. And then also, of course, the marketplace selling, whether that's something that would be beneficial.
Can you share with the listeners what the pricing will be of this, or do you not? Are you not sure at this point?
I do have current pricing. There are three plans, and the plans, basically the differentiator between the plans are the number of orders that are able to be made on the third-party marketplaces. Yep. So like any WooCommerce store, you can have unlimited products, unlimited orders on your WooCommerce store, but there are some limitations based on the marketplaces themselves. So the three plans differ from the range from $99.99 a month, so $100 a month, to $250 a month based on those marketplace sales. And there's a differentiation of a little bit of storage and bandwidth there too as you go up, but those are the main differences between the plans.
Yeah. I would say to anybody when they look at pricing, and this is always the problem with hosting, right? We start looking at pricing and people start looking at bottom basement prices, and then they look at mid-range, and I would say your standard Woo hosting, if I remember right, it starts at $29.99, correct? Somewhere in there. And and then you go from there. And what you got to look at is what you're getting with those plans. So we need to remember, I always say to people, they say, what type of hosting should I buy? And I always say, well, what are your needs? And what are we talking about the number of products? And what are we talking about the traffic? And what are we talking about where you need to connect to? And that's all a factor. So this is the problem when you're looking at plans. You can't just look at price. You actually have to look at what the resources you're given in those plans are.
Yeah, and there's so much more to these plans that it's hard to even go over all of it, but the SkyVerge team has done a great job of building in some of the things that were SkyVerge plugins that we just think you don't need to deal with managing more plugins or more plugin bloat. So let's build them into the system. So there's shipment tracking and cart abandonment emails built in. There's cost of goods reporting built in. There's gift certificate system built in. Those are all things that were, based on things that were SkyVerge plugins that just need to be in every WooCommerce site. And so we built them in. Now you don't have to worry about updating more plugins. Now you don't have to worry about more plugin bloat there. Still have access to all of the SkyVerge suite of plugins, like WooCommerce memberships and Local Pickup Plus, social login stuff. And then there's the support, which, like I said, I came from SkyVerge support. I don't know of better support than the SkyVerge and Pagely teams. And with the managed WooCommerce stores, you get straight access to those WordPress and WooCommerce experts. So you're kind of jumping the line and talking straight to the SkyVerge and Pagely folks about your site, which is so valuable just in and of itself.
I would agree. I think in this business that we're in, I think a lot of more people need to look at their support costs and look at what they're paying and start to realize sometimes it's worth paying a little more to get premium support. I am so in that world of thinking. It's not funny. What we were talking there, I want to circle back to something. We were talking about a little bit about the types of things in a Woo store. And in my head, it came to thank you pages. And we all go where we buy something, and then some website says, thank you for buying, and see your email for confirmation. And I honestly think thank you pages are the biggest missed opportunity for a marketer on the internet. I really do. I don't think most companies use thank you pages properly. They should be using them to promote or upsell another product, promote a good piece of content, or do something with it, not just a standard thank you. Do you have any thoughts around thank you pages?
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. I think that if that's the end of the conversation, that you're missing an opportunity to continue building rapport, building a relationship with that client. You mentioned a couple of things, right? Upsells, you can drop a discount code on that page that will, maybe convince them to buy something that they were on the fence about. Mm-hmm. Some piece of valuable content, just anything really that'll either drive additional sales or drive additional brand loyalty. I think you mentioned adding some content, right? So that's a good place for, thanks for your purchase. Here's some additional resources that we think might be valuable to you, and, ebook or video or anything that helps them use the thing they just bought would be just another point of, really have a good feel for this company and them taking care of me. And so that drives brand loyalty, which we all know drives all sorts of other things, return purchases, word of mouth. Maybe it's a great place for them to, share something on social media about the brand. And so I agree with you. I think it's a huge missed opportunity if that page just says, thank you, have a nice day.
And I think it's getting more important with all the changes with what I call cookie-based marketing going on due to all the privacy laws in Europe and in North America. We all know cookie marketing is disappearing. We know certainly on the Macs and the Apple ecosystem, they're starting to block tracking cookies. Google's delayed their changes, I think, for another 6 months or a year, something like that. But the old ways of marketing and targeting people are disappearing. So I think as marketers, you need to rethink. And I think one of the ways to rethink is to do something with that thank you page. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a double-edged sword, right? As a consumer, I'm very happy that my privacy is of the utmost importance and that it's being protected and, that I have all the rights and laws on my side to keep my privacy to myself. But from the marketing side, it definitely limits some of the things that you can do. And so You just have to get a little bit more creative in some of the ways that you reach out to folks and create that brand awareness and that brand loyalty and keep people coming back to your site.
Yeah. And as a consumer, I would say if you want to be anonymous totally, you just need to start paying cash for everything. Like,
yeah.
Because there's no question that Visa and MasterCard are selling your data too, by the way. So, people say, no, they're not. Yes, they are, actually. So they are the biggest cookie out there as far as I'm concerned. So, that's it.
Yeah.
What are the things does GoDaddy have coming down the pipe? You have your weekly meetups, which are amazing, by the way.
Thank you.
Having attended a number of them and enjoyed those. You've had, I know you this week you had it interrupted by a security talk, which I still need to go back and watch. What else do you have coming down the pipe that you can share at this point? Anything?
We have the weekly meetups. Those are on Wednesdays, 3 p.m. Eastern time. We have some great guests coming up. Our mutual buddy, Bud Krause, will be on in a couple of weeks to hang out and chat. And so I think he's going to be giving us a lesson on the query loop block and all the things you can do with that.
Yeah, if he ever gets back from Italy.
Yeah. No, yeah, it looks like he's having a good time. I missed him too at WordCamp US. But, that or Italy, I don't blame him.
I'd be in Italy, Marcus. I'm sorry. Yeah, there's
that.
And you've had great guests over the years. You had, we were before the show talking about Mark, and you had Mark Westgaard on with WS Forms. You've had, I think Nev Harris has been on with you guys talking about finances, another mutual friend. You've had a lot of good guests on. And you got some really interesting stuff coming down the pipe too, so that'll be fun.
Thanks. Yeah, I kind of restocked the barrel a little bit on guests over WordCamp US, so made some additional connections there, and we'll have some folks coming on that I was able to meet and talk to in San Diego this past week. And so, yeah, be on the lookout for some great shows coming up.
Yeah.
This time of year we're getting into holiday readiness and stuff soon too. So there's going to be a lot of great content around security and, marketing email campaigns and making sure that your e-commerce site is ready for holiday traffic and all of that stuff. And we'll have some folks from GoDaddy on to talk about that. Some folks from other companies coming on to talk about that, but that's always a great time of the year to get kind of everything in order, get your ducks in a row when it comes to your WooCommerce stores.
Yeah. And by the way, one of my favorite talks was the one you did right before WordCamp US when you got your whole team on to share experiences. That was just so much fun. I mean, you guys.
Yeah, I was happy to be able to make that happen. Everyone set an hour aside and came on and talked, and it was good to have us all together.
Yeah, I think that's important because one thing I'll say about your team is, A, you guys care about the community. There's no question. I've said this many times. The second thing is you work hard, but you have fun together. And that came out in that presentation so much. So thank you for doing it. It was fun, So
yeah, thanks.
So you're back from WordCamp US. You're kind of trying to decompress like the rest of your team. I've talked to a couple. There's a couple tired people out there.
Oh yeah.
And hopefully next week you'll be back in full gear, I would think.
Yep, back to it. Spend a couple of days here sort of playing catch up, and then we're right back to things. We have some non-WordCamp events that we'll be at in the next couple of months, and recurring revenue retreat is always a popular one in November that I know some folks from the WordPress community. Yep. All right, and that's here in Orlando, so I get to be at an event without having to go too far, which is nice.
That's a good thing. If somebody wants to reach out to you, Marcus, how's the best way these days?
Yeah, probably the best way is just through Twitter, probably at Marcus D. Burnett. If anybody out there is an e-commerce store owner and wants to give the managed WooCommerce stores a try, please do reach out to me. My DMs are open. If anybody for that reason or any other reason ever wants to reach out to me, please do on Twitter, and we'll get you set up.
Yeah, and reach out to Marcus. He's certainly approachable, and as I've said time and time again, I'm lucky to have him in my business and friend circle, and I appreciate you and what your team does so much, Marcus. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Rob. I appreciate you too.
Yeah, and you have a wonderful day, and thanks for joining me.
Thanks.
This episode of the STM Show is sponsored by Stunning Digital Marketing, the agency to handle all your WordPress website security needs. Go on over to stunningdigitalmarketing.com and find out how we can help you secure your website so you no longer have an issue with backups, being hacked, or your website being compromised. That's stunningdigitalmarketing.com. A very special thank you to my good friend Marcus for joining me on this edition of the STM Show. Thank you for listening to this edition of the STM Show. The STM Show is brought to you by Rob Cairns and Stunning Digital Marketing. For more information about Rob Cairns and Stunning Digital Marketing, go to stunningdigitalmarketing.info. From here, you can connect to us on social media, go to our website, and even go to the podcast to subscribe. This podcast is dedicated to my late father, Bruce Cairns. Dad, I miss you very much. Keep your feet on the ground. Keep reaching for the stars. Make your business succeed.